الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، today is the 16th of Jumada al-Awwal 1433, which corresponds to the 7th of April 2012. And we continue our very interesting discussion on al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية عليه رحمة الله. And more interestingly is the theme of the discussion, which is that of the methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regards to what?
Following the Sunnah.
Of course, but in what aspect? What were we discussing last? Let's test your memory. In joining what is good, forbidding what is evil. Particularly, we spoke about their relationship with the leaders, huh? The people in charge, and the Umara. Do they follow? Okay, if we say Ibrahim, Mr. Fatawa Sari'a, if we say that you have an Imam, huh? Who's an Imam who's a Fajr. He's a Fajr. Do you pray behind him or do you abandon him because of his Fujur?
We have to pray behind him.
What does Fajr mean?
One who is doing Bidah or what?
I'm asking you, or you're asking me, man?
I don't know Fajr.
Fajr. Fujur. Huh? What is Fajr? كيف أكن تمنيح؟ By the way, he pointed out to something very important. You pointed out to the fact that in some dialects or some languages or whatever, they actually mispronounce the times of Salah. And they write them incorrectly, and therefore that confusion arose. This is why I personally, along with many people, follow the methodology that is very important for those involved in da'wah. This is unusual, by the way. Which is the way to spell English, Arabic words with English letters. It is incorrect to write A-L-L-A-H. Because that becomes Allah. And it is Allah. Otherwise, if someone said, don't do haram in the haram, and people write haram like this, don't they?
No.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They write haram like this.
Yes.
And if you want to write haram, how would you write it?
Same.
Like this. So if you write, someone writes it, don't do haram in haram, or don't do haram in haram, you will not be able to distinguish between them unless you spelled it double A. Now, of course, they have, and when they print books, they write A with two dots and all kind of funky symbols on it to denote the elongation sound. But you, when you're writing an email, you're not going to use these funky symbols. So, fa-jir. People write fajar. Huh? Zuhar. Asar. And then we have a problem. That's why if you wrote it properly, when I said Fajr, you would never confuse Fajr with Fajr. Because they'll be different in the way you write them because you pronounce them differently. Fajr, Fajr. Fajr is a person who is corrupt, evil person, an evil doer.
And abuses his position.
Sure, because the Fujur has to do with the explosion. Infijar, Fajr is called Fajr because it's the sun, the light is coming out of darkness. There's a relation in all these things. The bottom line is, if he's a Fajr, we pray behind him or we abandon. If he called us for jihad, do we say, no, you're a Fajr Imam, you're an evil Imam, or do we go after, we go behind him? We go behind him. He said, I'm going to do Hajj. We're going to do Hajj. You go behind him. He leads you in Salah. You pray behind him. That's the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Some people don't like it. Well, that's too bad.
We have to pray behind him even if he's Fajr.
Yes.
Fasik as well?
Fasik. Yeah, of course. Fajr is worse than Fasik in some occasions. Fasik, however, can sometimes mean kafir. Because in the Quran, Fasik and Fasiqeen is used to describe corrupt Muslims and kuffar. Hey. Ala kulli hal. The Shaykh said here where we stopped. وبهذه الطريق الهادئة يتبين أن الدين الإسلامي وسط بين الغالي فيه والجافي عنه. With this calm methodology, it becomes clear to us that this Islamic religion of ours is right in the middle between extremists regarding it and negligent people. Right in between. فَقَدْ يَقُولُ قَائِلٌ كَيْفَ نُصَلِّي خَلْفَ هَؤُلَاءِ وَنُتَابِعَهُمْ فِي الْحَجِّ وَالْجِهَادِ وَالْجُمَعِ وَالْأَعْيَادِ. Someone may say, how is it that you're asking us to pray behind these evil leaders? Huh? And follow them in Hajj and Jihad and Fridays and A'yad. How is it? How are you telling the righteous people to follow the leadership of an evil, corrupt person? I mean, it sounds like it's incorrect. فَنَقُولُ لِأَنَّهُمْ أَئِمَّتِنَا نَدِينُ لَهُمْ بِالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. He said, the Shaykh said, we say to these people who are complaining, it's because they are our imams, and we نَدِينُ لَهُمْ, meaning the religion which we follow, huh? The religious commitment which we adhere to is that we listen and we obey to, listen to them and we obey them. Can someone give me a hadith? Before we actually read the ahadith, and the hadith which I actually want you to give me is not even mentioned here. The reference is not an issue now. Can someone... obeying the ruler.
Follow even if he was a black slave, something like this. You know that one?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Rawi?
Or his head is shrunken or something like that.
Hey, different descriptions. The famous hadith.
Unless he calls you for kufr
Allah. Well, time out. Now, this is coming. We're dealing with the original hadith. The original hadith is, huh? وَعَذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَوْعِظَةً بَلِيغَةً وَجِلَتْ مِنَهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَذَرَفَتْ مِنَهَا الْعُيُونَ حَتَّى قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا وَصِيَّةٌ مُوَدِّعٌ فَأَوْصِنَا قَالَ أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمَعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَلَوْ كَانَ عَبْدًا حَبَشِي. So the point is, they said, give us an advice, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if it's farewell. As if you've given us a farewell advice, then admonish us. He said, first taqwa of Allah, then listen and obey, even if the one in charge was an Abyssinian slave. He's speaking to the people according to the culture then. Not that Islam endorses the idea of racism, but according to them, this was something that is, by the way, until today. Huh? Obama became a president. Ooh. Huh? And you think that we're so many years after that, but this is the mentality of human beings. That's just the way they are. So according to them, this was something unusual. He said, even if this is the case, which is unusual to you, you hear and you obey. So that's the evidence we have. Huh? That's the evidence. Wait. By the way, usually there's no such interaction unless I ask. Q&A is at the end. That's just the manhaj. So now we have a clear-cut, explicit evidence that whoever's in charge, you listen and you obey. But does it mention if they're corrupt? No. Now we will deal with the narrations which specify corruption. The first hadith we just quoted is general. One may say, yeah, he's speaking about good people. Huh? But evil people doesn't apply. Here it comes. First of all, we have an ayah from the book of Allah, Surah An-Nisa, ayah 59. امتثالا لأمر الله تعالى لأمر الله بقوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. All you who have believed, obey Allah and obey His Messenger and obey those who are in charge. No. It doesn't actually give the third command of obey with the third one. Ati'u Allah. Ati'u Allah. Wa ati'u Rasul. Wa uli al-amri minkum. Na wa ati'u uli al-amri minkum. Why? The scholars have mentioned the benefit. Yes, Fadilat Shaykh al-Allama.
Because it's conditional. It's a conditional. In other words, you, the listen to what they say, but it's conditional.
To what? To the weather?
No. Teaching of the prophet.
To what they say.
To what?
To what they say.
What they say according to what?
According to the Quran and the
Sunnah. Yeah, which is the first two.
Yeah.
Meaning, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ إِنْ أَمَرُوكُمْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةِ الرَّسُولِ. If they command you to obey Allah and His Messenger. You said it right? You just needed the last sentence. Conditional, yes. Conditional to the first two. If they tell you otherwise, مع السلامة. وَلِأَمْرِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِقَوْلِهِ إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ بَعْدِي أَثْرَى أو أثرة أو what الله أعلم وأمورا تنكرونها. You will see after me some deficiency and matters which you will reject. أمور تنكرونها. You're not going to be happy with it. قالوا فما تأمرنا يا رسول الله. What do you command us, O Messenger of Allah? Listen to this now. What do you command us, O Messenger of Allah? قال أدوا إليهم حقهم. Those people will come after me. You will see some issues and some things which you will reject, some things which you will disagree with. Huh? Addu ilay. What do we do, O Messenger of Allah? Fulfill their rights. Give them their rights. Wasalu Allah haqqakum. And ask Allah for your right. He didn't say get on the minbar, as some people do now, the Khawarij mentality. And they want to fix the whole political situation with the ruler from the minbar. Yani as if the ruler is going to hear the khutbah and change. Is he going to change? Because of a khutbah where you're broadcasting his laundry, as they say? You're putting out the bad stuff? No, he's not. No, he's not. In fact, what is he going to do? He's going to be upset with you, and which is going to cause fitnah. And what will happen to the people? They will hate him. And when they start hating him, then you start hearing, we need to riot, we need to revolt, we need to overthrow the leadership. And what happens when that happens? Muslims die. Muslims die. And we get nothing. Like in Egypt. They have nothing right now. They're still fighting over every other soccer match. 70 people die because of a soccer match. They say, yeah, it's other people involved. Yeah, that's what happens when there's no leadership. We're not endorsing Husni Mubarak. He's an evil man. Tayyib. But we're saying this is what revolutions make. This is what they do. They create more problems than solutions. And we said according to the principle, if forbidding the evil is going to create a bigger evil, you can't do it. So this mentality is this is not there. رواه مسلم وحقهم طاعتهم في غير معصية الله. What is it? أدوا إليهم حقهم. Fulfill their rights, meaning you obey them. That's their right. That you obey them as long as they don't tell you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم. فعن وائل بن حجر رضي الله عنه قال. Now we have another. سألت سلمة بن يزيد الجعفي رسول الله صلى الله سأل سلمة بن يزيد الجعفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال وعلى آله وسلم يا نبي الله أرأيت إن قامت علينا أمراء يسألون حقهم ويمنعون حقنا. الله أكبر. Listen to this man. Most of the people don't know these ahadith. Huh? They're hidden somehow. سلمة ابن يزيد الجعفي asked the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, O Prophet of Allah, do you see if upon us, if in charge of us were umara, princes? يَسْأَلُونَ حَقَّهُمْ. They ask us, they demand their right. وَيَمْنَعُونَ حَقَّنَا. And they prevent our right from being given to us. فَمَا تَأْمُرُونَ. What do you obey us? What do you command us, Afwan? What do you command us to do? قَالَ اسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Listen and obey. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا حُمِّلُوا وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. Upon them is the responsibility of what they are in charge of. In other words, and upon you is your responsibility. Huh? رواه مسلم. Two hadith in Muslim now. So no one can say the hadith is ضعيف. وفي حديث عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه قال بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة في العسر واليسر والمنشط والمكره. we pledged allegiance with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to obey, to listen and obey during difficulty and ease, and during the time of when there's energy and strength, and at the time of being forced to do something and your weakness, regardless of the situation, at all times we will listen and we will obey. وأن لا ننازع الأمر أهله, and that we do not compete in regards to the leadership with its people. يعني as if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah gave the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام this information because Allah knew that the days will come when people will be behaving in this fashion. And so this is why when people follow the Islamic guidelines, they're able to maintain security. And when they go beyond them, they bring calamities upon themselves. إِلَّا قَالَ إِلَّا أَن تَرَوْا كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا عندكم فيه من الله برهان. What is the exception? Because some will say, أخي, طب, this guy is أعوذ بالله, he's worshipping a cross. Here we have the hadith mentions, unless you see كفرا, you have to see disbelief. And ulama say, pay attention to the word you see, not you hear, no, you see. Well, I heard someone say, well, people saying things all the time. Yeah, and if someone walked to the door, he said, I just saw that the president of this country, he prostrated to Buddha. So you tell the people, yalla, let's go. Let's go fight against him. Is that possible? What if this guy was a joker? What if he was a liar? Verification. Taraw. Kufran. Bawahan. Bawahan. Without the shutdown, the wow. That's how I heard it from the scholars. At least this one I have. Bawahan means... what? Hey, what's a good English equivalent to that? Fantastic, definitely.
Undisputable.
I think it's indisputable. Indisputable with an in as a prefix. Is there more?
Absolutely.
There's a word that begins with B. Bl. What's the question? Where were you, sir? The English equivalent of bawahan. Blatant.
Blatant.
No doubt. Right there in your face. Evident. Clear cut. Crystal clear. عندكم فيه من الله برهان. Not only that. You have to see the kufr, which is openly, which is blatant, right in your face, and you have burhan from Allah that this is kufr. Huh? Because some people may declare something to be kufr when it is not. يعني you see the criteria before someone jump, makes that move. Nowadays, of course, on YouTube and Facebook, wholesale takfir. Huh? According to Imran Hussein, the kingdom is sisters with Israel. The whole kingdom is a British organization that they installed in dara dara da. Yani, in other words, everybody's working for the kuffar. They're just a bunch of puppets. Very dangerous thing to say, man. You gotta have a lot of evidence for that. A lot of evidence for that, which they don't have. They don't. So, you know, be careful of these. You know, some individuals get overexcited in throwing out takfir at every Tom, Dick, and Harry. It is not a simple matter. Just leave it alone. Unless you have that evidence, in which case we say, yes, like the Bashar and everything, khalas, the ulama have already made the declaration. We don't have to worry about that one. Other individuals, better be careful.
وَلِأَنَّنَا لَوْ تَخَلَّفْنَا عَنْ مُتَابَعَتِهِمْ لَشَقَقَنَا عَصَى الطَّاعَةِ الَّتِي يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَى شِقَّةِ أُمُورٍ عَظِيمَةٍ وَمَصَائِبٍ جَسِيمَةٍ.
Fantastic. Because if we were to turn away from following them, we would actually be splitting, or we would be actually turning away from obedience to them. Because shakakna asa, you can't really translate it to English, because this is an Arabic expression. Because you're not really cutting up the cane or the stick into two halves. But in other words, it's like the ta'a, obedience is usually associated with the asa. Huh? Listen, you know, the master is beating. So you break it, as in you're no longer obedient to the people in charge. If we were to do this, this will bring about tremendous breakups in the society and humongous, devastating calamities, which we are and we have seen.
والأمور التي فيها تأويل واختلاف بين العلماء إذا ارتكبها ولاة الأمور لا يحل لنا منابذتهم ومخالفتهم.
Another thing, جماعة, this is here, this is the زبدة. This is the crux of the matter. Somebody's going to say butter. Shuaib, of course, is going to say butter. Zubda, butter.
The cream.
The cream. I'm sorry, man. As long as food terminology is involved, Shuaib is the man for it. By the way, everybody knows Shuaib now. Shuaib is the famous, what are we going to call you? Cook?
Chef.
Inshallah, inshallah, yeah, chef. Tayyib. Okay.
Doing an MBA.
Khalas. You guys were hungry. Now, this is important. Really understand this now. The matters in which there's room for interpretation, there's room for interpretation, or it's a matter of difference between the scholars, it's a legitimate difference. It is not permissible for us to go against them in this regard. If they follow a position, which is one that entertains possible valid interpretation, huh? Or it's a matter in regarding which the scholars have differed, then we're not allowed to go against them. So for example, in the issue of the assistance of the American army back in the Gulf War, this is a matter that the scholars have differed about. Just so you will know, scholars did not agree about whether it is permissible to seek aid from them or not, because they are narrations which support both parties. So because one alim said that he deems this as impermissible, while another alim deems it as permissible, what are the people supposed to do? There's a difference of opinion. The people in charge chose a position. What are we supposed to do, the regular people? Do we go against them or do we keep quiet? Because there's a valid difference of opinion. There's room for the difference of opinion. And they are entitled to follow that opinion. You can't impose it on them. You cannot impose it on them. You may follow the position that the one who abandons the salah, the one who abandons salah is not a kafir. And they follow the position that the one who abandons the salah is a kafir. Can you go tell him, don't do anything to this guy because he's a Muslim? Say, there's a difference of opinion and there's a valid opinion that he's a kafir. So this is the people in charge. You have to now abandon your opinion. You can apply it in your own world, but you don't try to broadcast it and try to have them change, because there's legitimacy for that position. If they bring something outlandish, that it neither has room for interpretation nor it is a matter of difference of opinion, then that's a whole other discussion. Huh?
لكن يجب يجب والشيخ بد look at the sheikh. لكن يجب علينا مناصحتهم بقدر المستطاع فيما خالفوا فيه.
However, we must make an effort to advise them as much as we can in regards to the matters which they want against the correct position. Yes.
وعليكم السلام. شكرا حبيبي. مما يسوغ فيه الاجتهاد.
In matters where اجتهاد, exerting one's knowledge to come up with the ruling, is a valid and a possible option.
وأما ما يسوغ فيه الاجتهاد فنبحث معهم فيه بحث تقدير واحترام.
In regard, this should be وَأَمَّا مَا لَا يَسُغُ فِي الْإِجْتِهَادِ. I think this is another type. When regards to matters where there's no ijtihad, we should discuss the matter with them with all kinds of respect and honor. And don't try to belittle them.
لِنُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقَّ.
So we can make the truth clear for them. We can clarify the truth for them.
لَا عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْإِنْتِقَادِ لَهُمْ وَالْإِنْتِصَارِ لِلنَّفْسِ.
Not in the context of criticizing them and being trying to get self-victory or personal victory over them. Because that's what it happens for some people. It's like me against them. But that's not the nasiha for wulat al-umur which you were commanded to have. الدين النصيحة. And among it is لِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, the leaders of the Muslims. So that's not nasiha if you're trying to be victorious for your own self. So criticizing doesn't do the job.
وَأَمَّا مُنَابَذَتِهِمْ وَعَدَمِ طَعَتِهِمْ فَلَيْسَ مِنْ طَرِيكَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ.
As for going against them and not obeying them, it is not from the methodology of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So many people complain and they say, how come this and how come that and how come this is happening in the kingdom and that, and why do the scholars, these scholars are paid scholars, you know, they get money and they don't say anything, blah, blah, blah. These are ignorant people. They don't really know. Because if the Mufti of the Mamlaka were to say something that will cause fitna in the people, this will bring calamity. Now, do you live with him? Do you live with the Mufti? Do you know whether he went there and he sent a letter, whether he sits with them in his own private gatherings, whether he gave nasiha or not? You don't know that. So on what basis are you assuming that he's not saying anything just because he's not saying in front of you? And this happened in time of Sahaba. Someone came and said, why don't you speak to Uthman in regards to what some of the things which they disagreed with? He said, and do I have to tell you when I sit with him? Do you assume that I don't sit with him unless this is known and done publicly? I do my own thing behind closed doors. Because that's how nasiha to ulat al-umur is done. So I mean, we have guidelines in Islam that people don't like to follow. Then they complain.
قَوْلُهُ وَيُحَافِظُونَ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ.
And they maintain and observe the jama'at. What? Jama'at tabliq, jama'at akhwan al-muslimin, jama'at ahli al-hadith, jama'at al-salafiyin. Huh? What else do we have? Many, many. Well, we'll sit here till tomorrow enumerating the groups. What do we mean by jama'at here? Yeah, but what does jama'at mean? طيب, how can the Muslim Ummah be groups? وَيُحَافِظُونَ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ لِي لِشُبْكُون. What did we pray right now? Did you pray it فرد ولا جماعة؟ جماعة. So they maintain jama'at, the five daily prayers. Yeah, you're confused. That's what it is.
يحافظ أهل السنة والجماعة على الجماعات أي على إقامة الجماعة في الصلوات الخمس.
They just pray jama'ah. It was a trick question, you know. Sometimes something very basic and you start thinking deep, yeah, yeah. And you're like, it was very basic in the beginning. ما في مشكلة. Aywa, they maintain the jama'ah, because some people don't pray jama'ah, by the way. You know, you hear about groups of Muslims who say, we don't pray jama'ah. And the infamous tablighi jama'at, they love this during Ramadan. Huh? They say, no, they have jama'at in masjid, we have our own jama'at at home. So they bring 6-7 people and they have their own hafiz and they pray 20 rak'at. They must get the 20 rak'at. You know, these Wahhabis pray 11 rak'at, ma'iji. So this is a form of abandoning jama'at, huh? And creating another jama'ah.
يحافظون عليها محافظة تامة.
They maintain them completely and perfectly.
بحيث إذا سمعوا النداء أجابوا وصلوا مع المسلمين.
This is aqeedah, يا جماعة, أهل السنة والجماعة. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. When they hear the call, they respond and they pray with the Muslims. Huh?
فمن لم يحافظ على الصلوات الخمس فقد فاته من صفات أهل السنة والجماعة والجماعة ما فاته من هذه الجماعات.
The one who does not observe these five prayers in jama'ah has missed out on the characteristics of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, depending on how many jama'at he missed. The key word here is إذا سمعوا النداء. You have to hear the adhan. If you are in a remote place wherein you can't hear the adhan, Allah al-musta'an. It's recommended that you go for jama'ah, but you're no longer sinful if you don't. Okay? Sometimes you're in a predicament where you can't go.
Also, is it that we should not be without the loudspeakers and stuff?
The adhan? Yes. The adhan should be if you were to hear it without the speakers and a microphone. Yeah, if someone were to stand on the top of the masjid, like at the time of the Sahaba, the Bilal radiallahu anhu, and call the adhan, That is how you would know. But it's difficult to identify that nowadays. But you can assume if you live down the street and someone screamed from the masjid, would you hear him or not? You would. Like, sure. Ibrahim. Like Ibrahim. Out of every 10 questions, 9 are wrong, ya Sheikh.
By speaker?
With that speaker. Right now, okay, I'm standing here. Let's say I go downstairs, Mashi, at the Dawah Center. And you walk halfway to the end of the street. If I screamed, Ibrahim! You will not hear me? You will. Let alone if I'm standing on top and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Khalas? You want the masjid to be right next to the home? Say, well, I couldn't hear because I cannot hear. Maybe you're trying to get your own fatwa through the class. وَرُبَّمَا يَدْخُلُ فِي الْجَمَعَاتِ الْإِجْتِمَاعَ عَلَى الرَّيِّ وَعَدَمِ النِّزَاعِ فِيهِ. Perhaps included in jama'at also is the gathering or the coming together of opinions. And that we do not dispute in regards to that. فَإِنَّ هَذَا مَا أَوْصَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَعَاذَ بْنِ جَبَلْ وَأَبَى مُوسَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. This is what the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ advised Mu'adh and Aba Musa. Why did we say Aba Musa, not Abu Musa or Abi Musa?
What's the position?
I don't know, you tell me. فَإِنَّ هَذَا مَا أَوْصَى بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُعَاذَ بْنِ جَبَلَ وَأَبَى مُوسَى. مَفْعُول بِهِ. أحسنت. It is the object of the sentence and the object is منصوب. And these ones, أبو أخو إلى آخره وفو. These are the نصب. علامة النصب is what? الألف. والأسماء الخمسة علامة النصب is الألف. So you say مررت بأبي أحمد, not أبو أحمد, بأبي أحمد. قال أبو أحمد أن أبا مصعب كذا وكذا. You see, it goes from أبي to أبو to أبا depending on the grammatical position of the word. حين بعثهما إلى اليمن, when he sent him to Yemen. فقال يسرا ولا تعسرا. What does that mean? يسرا. Hey, take it easy. Make it easy, take it easy. How about another more fancy word?
Smooth.
Huh?
Smoother.
Eh? Slowdak?
Smoother.
Smoother?
Easier, right?
Smooth word قصدك ولا قصدك يسرا معنا smooth؟
لا مو معنى smooth.
أعطينا كلمة حلوة كذا فيها حركات. It begins with the letter F. الله يهديكم والله. فيبل يا أبوي, أنت إبراهيم يرضى عن أمك ما عاد تتكلم يا شيخ. الله يجزيك الخير, خلاص يا أبوي جننتني يا شيخ. إيش جاب الفيبل دحين في يسرا؟ That's a feeble answer, if anything. لا يا شيخ, it's a verb. يسرا. Facilitate. ولا تعسرا. This one you can say, don't make things difficult. ما في مشكلة. وبشرا ولا تنفرا. بشرا. Yes. Give glad tidings. ولا تنفرا. Don't scare the people away. Huh? Don't push them away. ينفر من الشخص, to be repelled by the person and run in the opposite direction. وتطاوع ولا تختلف. وتطاوع ولا تختلف. Huh? Agree with each other, help each other. Huh? Be obedient to one another and don't differ. رواه البخاري. Isn't that fantastic? قوله ويدينون بالنصيحة للأمة. And they follow as part of the religion sincere advice to the ummah. يدينون أي يتعبدون لله عز وجل. بالنصيحة للأمة ويعتقدون ذلك دينا. What that means is that they enslave themselves, they enslave themselves to Allah by following the act of being sincere in advising the Ummah. And they consider that to be part of their deen. والنصح للأمة قد يكون الحامل عليه غير التعبد لله فقد يكون الحامل عليه الغيرة. Someone advising the Ummah, the reason behind it may not necessarily be enslaving oneself to Allah. It could be out of jealousy. Oh, not jealousy. Here it's out of a ghira, not in the sense of jealousy. There's another word.
Pride.
Possible. Ghira here is like that sense of, yani the sense of retaliation because something of yours has been attacked. Huh? وَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْحَامِلُ عَلَيْهِ خَوْفٍ الْعُقُوبَاتِ. The reason why someone may advise because they fear punishment.
وَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْحَامِلُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَخَلَّقُ بِالْأَخْلَاقِ الْفَاضِلَةِ الَّتِي يُرِيدُ بِهَا نَفْعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
Or it could be that the one who does this, he carries the qualities and the manners, the praiseworthy, virtuous manners of the one who wants to benefit the Muslims. Allahu A'lam. يعني the nasih al-ubba could be different reasons why people wind up doing that.
لكن هؤلاء ينصحون للأئمة طاعة لله تعالى وتدين الله.
أهل السنة والجماعة, they have sincere advice to these أئمة
للأمة للأئم no للأمة إيه.
These ones, however, they have this sincere advice for the Ummah as means of obedience to Allah, huh? And as means of adhering to His religion. Not because they're afraid of punishment or they're seeking something or because they're trying to be pride. It's like a tribal, kind of tribalism. None of these reasons.
ولقول الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث تميم بن أوس الداري رضي الله عنه الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة قالوا لمن يا رسول الله قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم.
The hadith doesn't mention here ورسوله. It's supposed to be لله ولكتابه ولرسوله, but it's not here in the text. ما في مشكلة. Because of the hadith of Tamim, who said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that the Messenger of Allah said عليه الصلاة والسلام الدين النصيحة. Religion is sincere advice. Twice. In some of the narrations, three times. They said, to who, O Messenger of Allah? He said, to Allah and His book and His messenger and to the rulers, the rulers and the scholars of the Muslims and the regular people. We explained that in the hadith, take it or take it. نعم, in the lecture, take it or take it.
فالنصيحة لله صدق الطلب في الوصول إليه.
Now the Shaykh is explaining. What نصيحة to Allah means that you are sincere in seeking Allah. Huh?
والنصيحة للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الاتباع له.
As for you being sincere in advising the Messenger of Allah, it really means that you are sincere in following him.
ويستلزم ذلك الذود عن دين الله.
And this requires your to protect the deen of Allah. Huh? To protect the deen of Allah and to fight on behalf of the deen of Allah.
الذي جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The one which was brought to us by his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولهذا قال ولكتابه.
That's why he said and to his book.
وفينصح للقرآن ببيان أنه كلام الله.
How do you give sincere advice to the Quran? By clarifying to the people that it is the speech of Allah.
وأنه منزل غير مخلوق.
We studied this, of course you forgot. And that is it has been sent down and it is uncreated.
وَأَنَّهُ يَجِبُ تَصْدِيقُ خَبَرَهُ وَامْتِثَالَ أَحْكَامَهُ.
And that it is obligatory to believe whatever information it contains and that you follow its legislation and law.
وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ يَعْتَقِدُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ.
And he should believe that in himself as well.
وَأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كُلُّ مَنْ وَلَّاهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا مِنْ أُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
أئمة المسلمين is anyone whom Allah has given responsibility over Muslims. Anyone who's been given in charge, been in charge or placed in charge of the affairs of the Muslims.
فهو إمام في ذلك الأمر.
He becomes an imam in this matter. فهناك إمام عام كرئيس الدولة. There's a general imam like the president of the country, like the leader of the country. وهناك إمام خاص, and there's a specific one. كالأمير, like the prince, والوزير, the minister, والمدير. مرحبا مدير. Not everybody's favorite, huh? Hey. The Mudira, everybody knows, that's the only one you don't need to translate, I think, in any country in the world. Everybody knows Mudir. Wal-Rais, and the president, yeah. But here it doesn't have to be the president of the country, it could be of a company or something. Wa-Immati al-Masajid wa-Ghayrihim, the Imams of the Masjid, everybody. وعمتهم يعني عامة المسلمين وهم التابعون للأئمة. عامة المسلمين are the general laymen who follow the imams. ومن أعظم أئمة المسلمين العلماء. Among the greatest in status of the leaders of the Muslims are the scholars. والنصيحة لعلماء المسلمين هي نشر محاسنهم. How do you show sincere advice to the scholars? Listen to this. By spreading and broadcasting their goodness. وَالْكَفِّ عَنْ مَسَاوِيهِمْ, and to refrain from mentioning their faults. وَالْحِرْصِ عَلَىٰ إِصَابَتِهِمِ الصَّوَابِ, and that you strive that they get the correct answer. You're not waiting for them to fall. بِحَيْثُ يُرْشِدُهُمْ إِذَا أَخْطَأُوا, so that he will guide them in case they make a mistake. وَيُبَيِّن لَهُمُ الْخَطَأَ عَلَى وَجْهِ لَا يَخْدِشُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ, and then he clarifies that mistake in a manner which does not insult their honor. Not even a scratch. وَلَا يَحُطُّ مِنْ قَدْرِهِمْ, nor does he undermine or degrade their status. لِأَنَّ تَخْطِئَةِ الْعُلَمَاءَ عَلَى وَجْهِ يَحُطُّ مِنْ قَدْرِهِمْ ضَرَرٌ عَلَى عُمُومِ الْإِسْلَامِ, because doing so, the degradation of the ulama, or mentioning the mistake in a manner which belittles them, will have collateral damage on all the Muslims. لِأَنَّ الْعَامَّ إِذَا رَأُوا الْعُلَمَاءَ يُضَلِّلُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا, because the regular people, when they see the scholars declaring each other astray, سَقَطُوا مِنْ أَعْيُنِهِمْ, all of them will become, they will be يعني, belittled in their eyes. وَقَالُوا كُلُّ هَؤُلَاءَ رَدٌ وَمَرْدُودَ عَلَيْهِ, all of these, one is refuting and one has been refuted. فَلَا نَدْرِي مِنَ الصَّوَابِ مَعَهُ, we don't know who has the truth with him. Of course, who is he speaking about? Who is he speaking about? The ulama of who though? أهل السنة والجماعة. Be careful, man. Because there's another category of ulama who don't get these privileges. Who you have to mention and declare and warn against, otherwise the Muslims will be lost. So, because this, by the way, the Shaykh is saying this because of the fitna of the pseudo-Salafis. You see, this started to happen at the time of the Shaykh. Huh? They came out with their extremism then, when everybody was being warned against, until they got to Imam bin Baz, rahimahullah. They said, طَعَنَ فِي السَّلَفِيَّةِ طَعْنَ. Imam bin Baz, the Imam of Salafiyyah, according to one of their mashayikh, he harmed the da'wah of Salafiyyah. Then they said, Sheikh al-Albani, he's Salafi, but not as strong in the manhaj as we are. Now Albani, down. Bin Baz, down. Bin Uthaymeen doesn't understand. Huh? He doesn't. When he said what he said, no, he didn't mean that. He meant something else. So these three now, the senior scholars, X'd out. And the list goes on. Then they started to differ amongst each other. Then this fulan will warn from fulan. Yesterday they were buddies. Now they are biggest enemies. Even the Jews and the Christians got away with the animosity. Their Muslim fellow scholar is the one who got all the... They call each other Hmar, Kelb. This is their language. This donkey, this dog. That's how they speak with each other. And you know, you get their messages every day. Every day. Huh? In Sri Lanka, I gave a lecture to women. Okay? Where were the women? I was on a stage. On a stage. And the women were on their chairs. It's like a masrah. What do you call it?
Stage.
No, it's
theater.
The nearest woman to me was like 30 meters away. 30 meters. Yeah, and if I were to run full speed, it would take me 15 seconds to get there. And I don't look at women, alhamdulillah, give a lecture, I'm looking around. I look in that direction. There are women in front of me. I'm looking, but not looking at women. So now an email circulating, Abu Mus'ab free mixing with women. Free mixing. Free mixing? Yeah, boy, free mixing?
30 meters distance.
30 meters distance? You know what free mixing means? Means that the sister's next to me. And men and women sitting with each other, we call it, this is free mixing. Giving a lecture. And by the way, when the brothers gave me the video in Sri Lanka, they didn't blur the women. The camera would film me, film the woman. My wife spent 4 hours or so, blurring all the times when the woman would appear. You will see the picture blur. You cannot see a single woman the whole lecture. No, but that's not good enough. Other videos, women appear. ما في مشكلة. Now this is free mixing. I mentioned in one of the lectures that I used to smoke weed in my jahiliyyah. Now I became a crackhead. Wallahi, I'll show you the email. You know the difference between a pothead and a crackhead? How am I going to explain it to you? A pothead is like someone who drinks once a year, and a crackhead is someone who's so drunk, he's never there. He's a drunkard. Yeah, and you smoke crack for a few months, your teeth will fall out, and then you become crazy. These are the actual bums you see in the streets, and you see on TV in America, the ones that are living in the street, and he's, that's a crackhead. A pothead, you know, someone who just hashish. It's all wrong anyways. But look at the dhulm. Look at the dhulm, and they don't fear Allah. I mentioned in the muqabala, in the interview on Mecca TV, you know, hashish, it became crack. Crackhead. Giving lecture to women became free mixing. Giving talk on Chat Islam, I'm collaborating with the people of Bid'ah. I'm working with the people of Bid'ah, because I use Chat Islam as a platform to guide the non-Muslims and the new Muslims in Islam. Yani disgusting. People have no life. Writing, and there's video on YouTube that has all this information mentioned right there. This is what these people have become successful at. They left Hamza Yusuf, excuse me, and Nizar Qabbani, what is his name? Haqqani, Sheikh Nazim, all these people. ما في مشكلة. They go fetching for people that are trying to call people to Salafiyya, Da'wa Salafiyya, the Mubaraka, and these are their target, their primary target. They want to nail them down. Why? Because you're not part of the cult. You're not doing it in the name of Spubs, and in the name of Troyd, and in the name of Salafi talk, and your sheikh is not Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh Jabri and Sheikh Najmi. These are not your people, these are not your websites. Don't you dare call to Salafiyya. That's their mentality. It's like, who are you to call to Salafiyya? It's our thing. It's our private business. And you are infringing on our private business. So, all of the Bilal Phillips, off the manhaj. Yusuf Istis, off the manhaj. Abdurrahim Green, off the manhaj. And you name it. Usama Dhabi, I believe it's Usama Dhabi, was it? Abu Usama Dhabi, off the manhaj. The other guy was Muhammad al-Malki now, off the manhaj. Wasiullah Abbas, off the manhaj. Who's next? Who wants to play games with us so we can put him off the manhaj? Soon, you will see. One day they're going to go to their big sheikh and they're going to say to him, you're off the manhaj. It will come. Because that's what is happening. Every day, a new person from among their big leaders is thrown off the manhaj. That's the effort which they're doing. No da'wah, no constructive da'wah, nothing that benefits the ummah. All they do is qila wa qal. He said, she said, he did this, that's fetching for people's mistakes and broadcasting into the people. So they look for the errors of the scholars and they publicize them so the people will say, look at these Wahhabis, Salafis just fighting amongst each other. You better stick to Tahir al-Padri and stick to these, you know, clowns. Padri, I know. It's a priest. Yeah. Stick to these people and leave these Wahhabis fighting with themselves. You see the calamity of the Ummah? Instead of us being united, unifying our ranks, consolidating our efforts, presenting one nice package to the Muslims so we can bring them to the truth so the Ummah can rise, we're fighting with each other, the people making fun of us, making fun of, you know, at us, and khalas. We ask Allah to bring him back to the truth. Allah al-musta'an. Aywa. فَلَا يَأْخُذُونَ بِقَوْلِ أَيِّ وَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Then they will reach a point where they will not accept the opinion of any one of them. All these ulama, they say, yallah. لَكِنْ إِذَا احْتَرَمَ الْعُلَمَاءُ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا. But when the scholars respect one another, in each other, وَصَارَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ يُرْشِدُ أَخَاهُ سِرًّا إِذَا أَخْطَأَ. And everyone will guide his brother secretly when he makes a mistake. Not put it on YouTube. وَيُعْلِنْ لِلنَّاسِ الْقَوْلِ الصَّحِيحِ. And he broadcasts to the people the correct opinion. فَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ النَّصِيحَ لِعُلَمَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Muslimin. This is among the greatest form of advice for the scholars of the Muslims. وَقَوْلُ الْمُؤَلِّفِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ لِلْأُمَّةِ يَشْمَلُ الْأَئِمَّةَ وَالْعَامَّةَ. The Ummah includes both the A'immah and the A'ammah. فَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يَدِينُونَ بِالنَّصِيحَةِ لِلْأُمَّةِ أَئِمَّتِهِمْ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. That's the aqidah of the Sunnah Jama'ah. Both the leaders and the regular people. وكان مما يبايع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أصحابه والنصح لكل مسلم. Among the things which they would pledge allegiance with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in regards to. يعني it was something that was part of the initial contract, if you want to call it, is that they would be sincere to every Muslim in advice. فإذا قال قائل ما هو ميزان النصيحة للأمة. What is the scale? How do we identify that sincerity in nasiha? فالميزان هو ما أشار إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه الصلاة والسلام بقول لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. الله أكبر. This is the balance, the scale. How do you identify what is sincere advice? None of you shall believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. End of story. فإذا عاملت الناس هذه المعاملة, if you treat people in this fashion, فهذا هو تمام النصيحة. This is the perfection in your sincerity, in your advice. فقبل أن تعامل صاحبك بنوع من معاملة من المعاملة فكر. Huh? Before you treat your brother in a particular way, reflect. Think. هل ترضى أن يعاملك شخص بها? Would you agree that someone treats you in this fashion? فإن كنت لا ترضى فلا تعامله. If you're not pleased with that, don't treat him in this fashion. طيب. So with this, inshallah, we conclude. And the next discussion will be dealing with the mu'min, how the some of the narrations which deal with the nature of the relationship between the believers, which are very important narrations that speak of brotherhood. And we're really, really about to finish this book, man. It's not even funny. 468, we are on page 447. Yani 20 pages. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.